Your next guest might actually agree with Jason, because he gets to talk with the Pollies all the time. Well, he has in all sorts of incarnations of his life as a journalist, one of the ABC's most experienced journalists. He's now turned his hand to writing a novel, and he joins you on the wireless this morning from Four Corners, Michael Brissenden. Good morning to you.
Morning, Libby.
How exciting. I'm holding the book in your hand.
It is pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah. Is it exciting for you? I mean, you've had lots of high emotional intensity experiences in your life.
This is a first. This one's particularly odd. You know, look, writing fiction is... I found the whole process incredibly liberating, actually. I really enjoyed it. But you get to this point and it's sort of... it's very different. You know, you're putting yourself out with something that's just made up.
Is it made up, really? Is it?
Well, you know, it has to be believable, doesn't it? To a certain extent, given the genre that it is.
But given that the fact that you have immersed yourself in politics for however many years and have done all these different roles, and you've observed so much, like we've been talking about politicians being Muppets and the political system being... you know, slightly wonky. Do you think this could be a little bit of a Jungian furball that you've spat out to kind of put it in order and have some control over what you can see going on around you?
To a certain extent, I think that's probably true. I mean, you don't... it's not a book about politics. Politics features in the book, obviously. But it is a book about the sort of themes that are surrounding politics and the way we've approached some of those things. And look, I think if you're immersed in it, as I have been for such a long time, in and out, backwards and forwards, I mean, I've been overseas a lot too, but when I've been in Australia, I've generally been reporting politics. You can't help but sort of soak all that up. And there's a lot of experience you bring to something like this, I think, that makes the writing more believable.
Do you know what? You sound a little bit nervous talking about this. It's really good. You do. You sound sort of vulnerable and nervous, like a kid with a...
Well, when you do something like this, when you write a non-fiction, for instance, you take a whole lot of stuff that other people have said and you put it all together and you put it out with your own analysis and whatever. This is a whole lot of stuff that you've said.
So let's talk about what it is. Okay. So it's got a really good log line. Iraq, Afghanistan, Australia. The war is coming home, but the threat is real. And it's a really interesting premise that you've got a cop who is doing whatever it takes to stop terrorist attacks on home soil, that is here. But then suddenly, what happens when young, how would you describe it? People on the watch list are suddenly targeted by a vigilante group.
Well, they're targeted by, we don't quite know who or what for a while, but they're targeted by one person in particular. And, you know, this idea came to me actually quite a long time ago. The whole idea of, Australians fighting overseas. And we had all this, we had a lot of news and a lot of talk about Australian jihadis going to Iraq and fighting. And, you know, I found that years and years before when I was covering the Yugoslav wars, you know, you'd turn up to some border crossing and there'd be Dragan from Brisbane, you know, with the Serbs or, you know, someone with the Croats or someone. It was quite amazing. And these were kids, you know, 18-year-old, 19-year-old kids who weren't born there but were sent back there to fight the good fight. The same sort of thing started to happen, clearly, although, you know, for different motivations and different reasons. But Australia started exporting fighters to Afghanistan and Iraq, and now, obviously, further afield. I wondered what would happen if an Australian soldier met someone like that in the field and they said, "G'day, I'm Muhammad. This one's for all the boys back home," you know. So that's what happened, and that's how the book opens. And then this guy is the last survivor. The soldier is the last survivor. He is actually a cop on secondment to the forces in Afghanistan in Tarinkot. He comes home and starts looking. He's the only survivor of an ambush by this guy.
But don't tell us what happened. Don't tell us what happened.
He comes home and starts looking for him. So, and that's really the basis of the story. And what he uncovers while he does that is a bigger threat.
Well, Michael, you are transforming as we speak, transmogrifying from an observer into a celebrity. And I have looked you up on Super B-Hub, Celebrity News Entertainment.
Super B-Hub?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, there are a lot of missing gaps here.
It says, okay.
Can I just read you what it says? Yeah. And maybe you can fill it in.
All right.
Veteran journalist Michael Brissenden is an experienced and careful political spectator.
Right. Okay.
He is undoubtedly a multi-talented journalist with profound insight and understanding. He is well known for his blue eyes and his stunning voice,
right,
for which audiences are fascinated. Mm. And then it says...
I didn't pay for this, you know.
No, it says, Michael Brissenden's eyes are found attractive in mass.
In mass?
Yes. Many of his followers have claimed that Michael Brissenden's eyes are sexy.
Right,
then
okay.
It says... His nationality is Australian, but the part of Australia he was born is unknown. Where's that?
Canberra.
Oh. Mm. And you've come
one
out
of the
like
few.
You've come out like you.
I know. Incredible.
Enigmatic, exciting. Some of his colleagues and fans have claimed his age to be around 60.
Ooh, that's a bit old.
Yeah, how old?
56.
Oh, there you go. Still on the wrong side
enough.
Of 60. Haven't got all that wisdom yet. Allowed to run around and write books.
Yeah.
He hardly shares his information with the audience in radio, television and social media, and you belong to white ethnicity. Is that correct?
I guess that is correct, yes.
The childhood of early...
This is good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's hilarious. I think it was written by a Russian spy, I think.
Right.
It says, the childhood of Michael Brissenden is a mystery.
Yes.
Come on, fill us in.
It's a mystery.
He has not shared his... Now, you better... Any?
Pretty boring.
Canberra?
Yeah.
Parents?
Canberra. Yes, I had two parents.
Yeah, what did they do?
They were academics.
Oh, in Canberra?
Yeah. At the ANU.
I was going to say, was ANU going then?
Yeah. They came to Canberra from Melbourne, actually. My mother did. My father came from Western New South Wales.
And what were their areas of discipline?
Well, my father was an English academic. English literature.
English literature.
And my mother was a political scientist.
So now you're making sense, aren't you?
Right, okay.
Dr. Libby.
Well, yes.
The psychiatrist is in.
You should write for this website.
It's hilarious. It says, he must have been a disciplined and hardworking child who spent most of his times in reading and searching the information about politics and foreign affairs.
Right, okay.
Michael Brissenden's career was determined by his childhood.
They didn't see me when I was 17.
What anyway. Were you doing at 17?
Well, I was at school, but I wasn't disciplined.
That's good to hear, because otherwise you'd just be too perfect.
Yeah, sure.
With your beautiful voice and your sexy eyes. Okay, well, that's what it says about you in the website, and at least we've added some more information.
Thanks. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, Michael Brissenden, Bosch meets 24 in this explosive debut thriller. The List is the name of the book.
Out next week.
Congratulations, Michael. You
Thanks.
Must be thrilled.
Yeah, it's great. It's really good. I am very pleased with it. And look, I hope it does well. It's great fun. It's been a great ride.
How long did it take you to write?
It took me, well, to actually write it probably took me about 8 months, I suppose. And then, there was the whole process of, getting publisher and getting an agent and, going through the edit process and all of that. That actually took quite a long time. So the publishing business, I have to say, is very slow. It's a lot slower than what we're used to.
Yeah, but it's exciting, eh?
Yeah, it's good, yeah. I mean, they do it, they do it well. They do a good job.
Well, it looks very exciting. It's going to be on the front at all the airports. Everybody's going to be buying it and reading
Great.
It. Michael Brissenden joining you on The Wireless.